Track 64.
Good conversations. Imagine you have to spend an hour with a student you don't know from another class. Maybe you're going to take a test, or you're waiting to see the head teacher. For some people, it's a difficult situation because you don't know the person very well. For other people, it's easy to start a conversation and say, for example, "How are you?" or "Are you nervous?" Talking to an older person can be even more difficult. For example, your parents' friends, or aunts, uncles, or grandparents. Sometimes they ask all the questions and you only answer. The best way to manage this is to think of questions to ask the other person. People like to talk about their experiences and to give an opinion about things. Group conversations are also difficult to manage sometimes, but there are some easy ways to make sure everyone speaks, including yourself. If you are a person who can talk easily, then think about the others in the group. If you notice one person is not speaking, then ask them a question. A simple, "And you?" or "Why?" or show interest, "Really?" When you are in a group and everyone is talking at the same time, it is sometimes hard to interrupt, especially if you think this is not a polite thing to do. When you want to give your own opinion politely, you can use, "Excuse me, can I say something?" Then other people know you have something to say. We can all learn to have good conversations.